Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. It's October 22nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 20th, 2003.
Nazarene, in The Truth Is Here, our online book, we describe extraterrestrials who developed a religion similar to Judaism. Why didn't they have a Christ? Why didn't a Jesus come there? Why did the development of this religion stop before that could happen? I've always wondered about this.
The answer to this question, Allura, is very simple and very easy. They didn't need a Christ. They had, in the teachings that were given them, all that they needed. This was all that was needed to make this race understand God's ways. They were given the laws of God, they were given the teachings of God, and they understood them perfectly. They did not need a Christ to come and save them from their sins, because what God had already given them was sufficient to save them from their sins. So they didn't need to go any further. This is the marvel of God, Allura. He gives each people exactly what they need. Mankind has been given exactly what they need over and over again, but they simply will not accept it. They want their own way. They want their greeds. They want their lusts. They want to be able to do whatever they want to do and excuse it. And they cannot accept the marvelous gifts that God has given them. This race accepted God's gifts, understood God's gifts, so they didn't need any more. What they had for them was perfect and wonderful and beautiful, and it worked for them perfectly. So the Father didn't need to do any more. His work was done, and these people were comfortable.
Wow, that's great, Nazarene. If only people here had been as smart as them. But I'm glad we have you. Thanks for all your hard work.
You're quite welcome, Allura, really.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauly, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine.
Jesus here. Our beloved Allura is sleeping. She really needs some rest. She is doing an awful lot of work with this presidential campaign, and she needs a little downtime. So I'm taking this episode by myself. Continually, we are asked, how can I work with a people that do not believe in a creator, that believe in natural law and spirits and all this, and say that God is a spirit and that they love him as a spirit and work for him, but they will not recognize him as the creator of the universe? Well, it's very, very simple. God creates perfection. He creates wonder. Here is a people that really do not believe that the universe was created, that it evolved. Yet, even though they believe this, they love God, and they follow God's laws, and they do God's way, and when God's people are in need, they come and help them even more than God's own people do. God creates absolute perfection. God creates wonder that he has created these people, that these people exist, that will come forward and help his children when they are in trouble, when they are in terrible danger, shows the wonder of God, shows the power of God. And that is why I am working with these people, and that is why I will always work with them.
We'll be back again